Welcome to the Unveiled Christ to the World broadcast with Reverend Judith Ann Glass. For over 40 years, the prophetic ministry of Brother and Sister Glass have gone around the world bringing the living Word of God to multiply thousands of people. Get ready to receive a fresh message of faith and hope that will bring you into new dimensions of the love of God. You can be that overcomer God has called you to be as you behold Him, the Unveiled Christ, in all of His matchless glory. Listen now to the whole Word for the whole man to the whole world, ministered in the power and anointing of God's Holy Spirit.
You don't have any problem that a miracle from God can't solve. Greetings, beloved. This is Sister Judith, and I thank you for joining me today. And I just praise God for His goodness. I praise God for what He's doing and that He's perfecting that which concerns us. I've been sharing on a thought that God wants to bring us into maturity, as is recorded in Ephesians, until we come to the measure of the stature of a perfect man, unto that perfect man, which is Christ Jesus. And when we come into maturity, when we come into full sonship, if you will, and that's a fully matured son or daughter of God, we're child of God the minute we're born into the kingdom of God, but there's a maturing process. There's a sanctification process. Our spirit isn't going to be any more righteous or whole or godly as we progress as a Christian, because that work of the imputed righteousness of Jesus Christ has already been granted to us. But it's in the area of our soul, the soul nature of man, that carnal nature of man that has to be, well, there's no other way to put it, but mortified or killed, so that if we walk in the Spirit, if we live in the Spirit, we need to walk in the Spirit. That's the day-to-day experience of mortifying the deeds of the body and pressing on into that fullness of the stature of Christ Jesus. Paul said that. He said, I haven't attained yet, but I'm pressing on to receive the glory that awaits for all of us, as we would do the same thing. And so when we come into maturity, the very first thing we have to do as we're in that process is to accept our position in our minds and hearts. In other words, we have to realize that our growth, our maturing, our sanctification process isn't just left up to chance. It is something that God desires to do, to work out, as the Word says, our own salvation with fear and trembling. We do have a part to play. We have responsibility before the Lord to allow Him to teach us, to show us the way, to direct our paths, to harness our tongues, as James says, to be able to have our minds renewed with the mind of Christ, to be transformed by the renewing of our minds. And the Word does that. So we have to be, first of all, understand this is our ultimate destiny. We won't be totally perfect until we're absolutely with Jesus. That process will be completed then. But we are to press on for the mark of the prize of the high calling of God in Christ Jesus. So we have to recognize that. And then once we come to terms on a personal level, I mean, you've heard these words probably over and over again, if you walk with the Lord any length of time, in multiple sermons, that He wants to transform us. But once we recognize that and begin that process of cooperation with Him, if you will, I mean, we just can't sit back, fold our arms, and say, okay, God, do your work. I mean, it would be nice, but it's you know, if you pray for patience, you will find out that there will be, God will answer that prayer, and there will be many things that do indeed try your patience to the utmost. You'll see how willing you are to really be patient. But once we recognize this work God is doing in our lives, then there is a work for us to do, a finishing work that has been given to and left to the Church of Christ, of Jesus Christ. Now I'm speaking of, He's doing a work personally in our lives, but then there's a work that the body of Christ, as we are fitly framed together, God has knows where to put you, and that is the work that I'm speaking of. God has moved mightily in days past But in almost every instance, it's led, unfortunately, to the promotion of men, if you will, to promoting them to honor and recognition. And we have to understand what God is doing in these last days is, and it's always been the case, He desires to bring honor and glory to Jesus Christ. That's what the Holy Spirit desires to do. The Holy Spirit always exalts Jesus. So, beloved, we are being changed from glory to glory, from victory to victory, by the power of the Holy Ghost through Jesus Christ. We're being brought into the fullness of the sonship of God. God will not have full-grown, productive sons. He's not going to have them defeated. He's not going to have them downtrodden. In fact, that's they contradict. They cannot exist. A mature son of God is not defeated, not downtrodden. They are grown children of God that have become the heirs of salvation, that have might and knowledge of who they are. And the stirring of the Lord is raising up people who are desiring and longing and travailing to be filled and brought forth into that place of revelation and understanding and wisdom and being filled with His love and His peace. Aren't you hungry for that? That is where God is bringing us into. That first of all, we have to desire it. We have to be dissatisfied with where we're at. And, you know, these are the days in which the Word of God needs to be preached in its fullness as never before. If it's not, if the light of God and the truth of God is not in whatever message, whatever preaching, well, beloved, you can have sweet water and salt water come forth from the same fountain. And so we need to have a purity of heart, first of all, a perfect heart, which means that doesn't mean our actions are perfect, but in our heart we desire to be pleasing to God and to do nothing that would hurt or offend His Holy Spirit, that we would bring glory to Jesus, that we would delight to do His will, even as Jesus said, "I delight to do Thy will, yea, Thy law is within my heart." Praise God. You know, I just would like to pause for a moment because I feel the Holy Spirit wants to minister to some of you. Some of you, you've been seeking the Lord and you've been excited about what God is showing you, what He wants to do, but there's just a heaviness that's come and sort of a discouragement and depression. The thing is, you're not exactly sure where it's come from. I mean, many times we go through battles and obviously it's very definite. We understand what has brought that emotional state. But in this case, there's just a heaviness that has come upon you and you're just trying to shake it. So let's pray right now. Father, You see those that have been oppressed by a spirit of heaviness. Lord, You've not given us a spirit of heaviness, but garments of praise. And Father, right now, in the mighty and powerful name that is above every name, that name of Jesus, we rebuke and take authority over those spirits of discouragement, of depression, of oppression, and we command You to go, Satan, in Jesus' name. And Lord, we thank You right now for the power of the Holy Spirit, the infilling afresh and anew of the Holy Spirit. Lord, we know in Acts that they weren't just filled one time with the Holy Spirit, but as they sought You, as they prayed together, the power of the Holy Spirit would come upon them. And so, Father, I release that infilling, that power of the Holy Spirit to Your beloved right now. Just praise the Lord. Just thank Him where there's that darkness that's tried to sort of overcome you. It has been resisted in the name of Jesus. And the Word of God says we're submitted to God. And as we resist the devil, he will flee. So every bit of that, and he works in the area of our emotions, beloved. That's what he does. And sometimes you can just feel down and you don't know why. Well, he'll use everything and anything. Perhaps a memory, such a something that's insignificant in itself, but can send you down a road that you don't want to go. So, Father, we just thank You for lifting up Your beloved right now. Lord, that the joy of the Lord and the praise of the Lord is being restored. Every bit of unrest is to go in the name of Jesus, and I pray for the peace of God, which passes understanding, to preserve your beloved Lord, body, mind, soul, and spirit, in Jesus' name. Hallelujah. And some that are listening that have physical needs, there's someone that's being troubled with pain in your feet. There's a foot issue that's going on. And so, Father, I just lift this, and Father, I rebuke the pain and the discomfort, Lord, whatever the cause is. And in the name of Jesus, I speak healing, Lord, healing and restoration, normal functioning of the foot, the feet, both of them. Some have, both of your feet are troubling you. And I take authority over arthritis, over joint pain. And Father, I release healing in the name of Jesus. And there's some of you dealing with heart problems. Father, we thank you that our heart, our physical heart, governs the body. And so, Father, it is your desire, it is your will that we are in health, and even as our soul prospers. And so, Father, I thank you the souls of your people are prospering as never before. With authority, Lord, you've given us, we will not allow the enemy to gain a foothold, a toehold. And so, Father, I release strength and perfect functioning of that heart muscle. It shall operate in proper rhythm. I take authority over angina and heart pain and discomfort, and I speak for a revitalizing and a healing of the heart and circulatory system in Jesus' name. And there's someone that's got a pain in their neck over on the right side in the back. Lord, whatever's causing that, whether it's subluxation or stress, I take authority over that pain. If you're able, just put your hand there. And in the name of Jesus, Father, we are agreeing for healing. And we thank you for it. Lord, every need, spiritual, physical, emotional, mental, you are our God who meets all of our needs according to your riches and glory. We thank you for it, Lord. Amen and amen. Well, my time has flown, and I wish I had another hour to minister, but I don't, and I must bring this broadcast to a close. I just want you to know how much I love you. You are my spiritual family. I say that to my partners, and I mean that with great sincerity. Thank you for your prayers. I pray for you every day. Please write, if you will. The announcer will give our contact information. Till tomorrow, this is Sister Glass saying, may God's best forever be yours, is my prayer.
You're listening to the Unveiled Christ to the World broadcast. Thank you for joining us. You're invited to write Sister Glass at P.O. Box 577, Caldwell, Idaho. 83606 is the zip code. That's Post Office Box 577, Caldwell, Idaho. 83606 is the zip code. You're also invited to visit our website, unveiledchrist.org. You can learn more about Unveiled Christ there, as well as email Sister Glass. Again, that's unveiledchrist.org. And please remember as you write that your prayers for this ministry are greatly valued, and your tax-deductible gifts of support enable us to keep this radio program on the air. Thank you for joining us today. Until next time, God bless.